The North Dakota University System's Council of College Faculties has written a letter to the chair and the vice chair of the State Board of Higher Education outlining its concern about a lack of procedure concerning a report on the system's chancellor. The letter concerns the June 26, 2016 report on Chancellor Mark Haggerott done by System Compliance Officer Carol Reedman. In it, system office staff criticized Haggerott's leadership style, calling it militaristic, autocratic, and controlling. The report also charged Haggerott did not respect staff, treated men and women differently, and used what was termed inappropriate or unprofessional speech or behavior. The council's president, Deborah Dragseth of Dickinson State University, said the report, which was dated 3 days before the board discussed the chancellor's evaluation, was not disseminated to most board members, other than the board chair. Dragseth also said the report was not part of the board's brief discussion on the renewal of Haggerott's contract at the June 27, 2017 board meeting. At that meeting, the board split 4-4 on a motion to go into executive session and discuss the contract extension. Dragseth said the council was concerned enough to draft a letter this week on the matter.
That is a lack of transparency. That is a definitely a problem. I think that the board deserved to have all of the information available to them and should demand to know all of the information before they evaluate someone at that level.
Dragseth said the board has a very specific anti-discrimination policy.
These are some pretty serious charges in this report.
The letter was sent to Board Chair Don Morton, Vice Chair Greg Steeman, and Chancellor Haggerott. After the June 27th meeting, Morton said the board may look at the situation at its November 30th meeting in Bismarck. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.